Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Rob, and is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superfin.
Aha! Well, not Superfin. Hi, Rob. It's just Finn, actually, and I'm no superhero.
Oh, dear, that's a shame. So you don't have any special superpowers, you know, amazing skills and abilities that can be used for saving people and fighting against evil?
Well, lots of powers, but no superpowers, I'm afraid not. Superheroes, of course, tend to be fictional characters. They're made-up characters who appear in comics and books and movies.
You mean characters like Batman, Spider-Man and Wonder Woman. So, do you have a favourite?
I do, actually. Spider-Man was my favourite when I was growing up, and he can climb up walls, and I really wanted to do the same. I tried to climb up the walls in my house, and sadly, I failed because superheroes are fictional. They aren't real.
Well, some real-life superheroes do exist, and that's what we'll be talking about today, and we'll be explaining some words related to superheroes. But first, a question.
Ooh, can I use my superpowers to answer this one?
You can try.
Okay.
Okay, so what year did Superman first appear published in a comic book? Was it A, in 1930... B, in 1934, or C, in 1938?
Well, my spidey sense tells me that this is 1934.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you if you're right or wrong at the end of the programme. Now let's find out more about some real-life superheroes. These are people who don't really have superpowers, but they are doing something extraordinary.
Yes, they're doing something special. But most importantly, they're doing something good.
People often describe someone who's done something brave, such as saving someone's life, as a hero. Firefighters are sometimes described as heroes because they often risk their lives to save others.
But heroes don't have to be lifesavers. We sometimes describe a person with great intelligence or amazing abilities as our hero. That could be a musician, maybe, or an athlete. It's someone we admire and look up to.
Well, there's a man in Japan who's recently been described as a superhero. To be honest, I don't think his powers are superhuman. That means a power that ordinary humans don't have. But what he does is rather unusual, and he gives up his free time doing it.
Tell me more, Rob.
This is Chibatman, named after the city of Chiba, where he comes from. His mission, his purpose, is to make the people of the city happy.
Oh, well, that's a very worthwhile mission.
I think so, yes. Chibatman has been spotted flying through the streets of Chiba, dressed a bit like Batman and riding his custom-built three-wheeled Chibat pod.
His Chibat pod. Okay.
But why? Is he just a bit crazy, or does he have honourable intentions?
You mean, does he genuinely want to do good things and make things better?
Well, listen to what he says, speaking through a translator, and see if you can hear what his reasons are.
I started doing this around 3 years ago. As for my reasons, during the great earthquake, people forgot how to smile. I wanted to help bring the smile back, and that's why I started.
Okay, so because of the devastation caused by the earthquake and tsunami in 2011, he felt people had forgotten how to smile. So his mission was to get people smiling again. That's something I think we could describe as being quite honourable.
What's interesting about him and other superheroes is they keep their identity closely guarded. Nobody knows who the real man in the costume is.
And that's also true for another Japanese man who's been called a superhero. Mr. Full Moon wears a costume to hide his identity when he goes around cleaning the streets of Tokyo.
Yes, he actually talks to people through a voice on his smartphone. He hasn't been employed by anyone to do this. He just claims he wants to keep the city's streets cleaner. We could call him a grime fighter, armed with a dustpan and brush.
Oh, very good. A grime fighter, someone fighting dirt and dust.
Yep. Well, it's time now to see if your superpowers helped you answer today's question correctly.
Yes, Rob, you asked me what year Superman first appeared in a comic book.
And you said 1934, didn't you?
I was wrong.
Sorry. Superman first appeared in Action Comics number 1 in June 1938.
Ah.
The character was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, and originally he wasn't a hero but a villain, the bad guy. But he was changed into a hero before he was published in the comic.
Interesting story, Rob.
It certainly is. Mm. Now, before you change into your Spider-Man costume,
yes.
Could you save the day by reminding us of some of the words we've heard today?
Right, okay. We heard superhero, superpowers, fictional, extraordinary, lifesavers, admire, mission, honourable, closely guarded.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's 6 Minute English.
Yes, super 6 Minute English this week.
We hope you've enjoyed the programme. Please join us again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was BBC Learning English.